Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the fascinating Mahabharata character series. We are now discussing about Drona, and in the last discussion we stopped with the conclusion of the training by Drona of his students and how he was such a glorious teacher. Thereafter, Drona continued his post in as a courtier and as a advisor in the Kuru assembly, and his Gurukul also continued. Other students kept coming and he kept training them, and the intrigues between the Pandavas and the Kauravas happened, wherein the Kauravas dispossessed Pandavas of their wealth. So Drona was also present in that assembly, and he was also rendered powerless, although he was so powerful, because he is bound to the Kauravas, to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, because that family was maintaining him. So he couldn't speak, although he tried to oppose, but his voice was sidelined, ignored, and he couldn't oppose very strongly. And he had to witness the great mortification and humiliation of his student Arjuna and his wife Draupadi, and how they went to exile. It was heartbreaking for Drona, because he loved Arjuna and he loved the virtuous Pandavas, and to see them dishonored and dispossessed like this was heart-wrenching. He tolerated it and he lamented their plight in the 12 years of forest. And then at the end of the 13th year, Duryodhana planned to somehow or the other detect the Pandavas. And when he came to know that Kichak had been killed, we'll discuss the story later in detail. At that time, he suspected that only that Bhima would probably have done this, and he decided to attack the kingdom of Virat and thereby provoke the Pandavas to come out of hiding so as to protect Virat. So when Drona, Bhishma and everybody went along to the Virat army, at that time Arjuna came with Bhuminjaya, the Uttar Kumar, and Bhuminjaya became fearful, but Arjuna said that, "I will fight you, become my charioteer." And Arjuna got his weapons from a Shamika tree, and then he went into the army, and first he shot arrows straight at the feet of Drona, Kripa and Bhishma especially. And then this was the way he offered obeisances to them. And Drona, when he had seen this formidable figure, who looked very odd because he seemed to be dressed like a eunuch, but he was very powerful looking, he suspected this might be Arjuna. But when the Gandiva was blown and then Arjuna shot the arrows at the feet, then Drona raised his hand in blessings, delighted as well as agonized to see Arjuna. And he called to his army, he said, "That is indeed Partha, beware. He is now sending arrows to seek blessings, but his next arrows won't be seeking blessings." And then there was a formidable fight. And this was the first time that Drona and Arjuna fought with each other. And Drona fought fiercely. And Arjuna actually initially did not want to fight. And he kept a distance from the preceptor. And he said that, "I have no desire to fight with you. But only when you attack, I will counterattack." And then Drona attacked, because he was duty bound, and it was a fierce fight, and it seemed that no one would get the upper hand, because Drona had imparted all his knowledge to Arjuna, and Arjuna was extremely skilled, but Drona, despite being the teacher, could not get the better of Arjuna. And Arjuna had performed austerities, Arjuna was young, Arjuna had acquired many celestial weapons from the gods, and after a fierce fight, Arjuna overcame Drona. And seeing this, Ashwatthama came infuriated to see his father and teacher being humbled by another student, and he fought fiercely, but Arjuna overcame Ashwatthama also. This battle we'll discuss in more detail, but the point here is that Arjuna defeated Drona in war. And then eventually, when the war started, at that time then Drona was asked, "How long will it take for you to defeat the Pandava army?" Drona, like Bhishma, said, "It will take me 1 month." And then for the first 10 days Drona fought under Bhishma, and Drona fought gallantly, but with Bhishma there, Bhishma was the most prominent figure. And then at the end of the 10th day, when Bhishma fell, actually Drona and Bhishma were elderly. Of course, Bhishma was more older, but still they were close to each other. And when Drona heard that Bhishma had fallen, Drona fell from his chariot in a swoon. He was shocked. And then as soon as he came back to consciousness, he ordered his armies to withdraw. Duryodhana was devastated, and they all came to him, Bhishma, and offered their respects. And the next morning, Karna went and sought forgiveness for any offenses that he may have committed from Bhishma, and then he came and joined the army of Duryodhana. Duryodhana welcomed him. He says, "In you now I have got a commander who will bring me victory." And then he consulted Karna. He said that, "Now that Bhishma is no longer the commander, whom should we choose as a commander?" Now, Duryodhana would have liked to choose Karna, but he was thoughtful, because Karna was Asuta Putra, and there were others who would have objected to this. So Karna thoughtfully, he pointed out to many Maharathas in his army, and he said, "Every one of them is capable of leading the whole army. They are all Maharathas, but still, one person has to be chosen as the commander, and that person has to be chosen in such a way that it doesn't cause envy or resentment among our armies. So I feel that you should choose Drona, because he is senior most, he is extremely skilled, and putting aside his affection for the Pandavas, he has fought on your side fiercely." So Duryodhana nodded. So actually, Drona was such a competent warrior that although Karna had felt insulted when Drona had refused to teach him, and although Karna was a rival to Arjuna, who was Drona's favorite student, Karna also recognized the greatness of Drona as far as prowess is concerned. And Karna recommended Drona's name, and then Duryodhana approached Drona. He got down from his chariot and he requested him. "Now, I request you to take charge of our army and fight and lead us in this great war, just as Skanda has led the demigods' army." And Dronacharya was surprised and pleased. At one level, he had been suspecting and dreading the prospect that Karna may be made the commander. And because Karna was a Suta Putra, and moreover, Karna had some sort of grudges with Drona. So Drona was dreading the prospect of having to fight under Karna. And when he was offered the commandership, he was pleased. And he raised his hand in assent and blessing, and he said, "I am pleased by this honor." And Drona, when he accepted this, then the sanctification ceremony was performed, and Drona was declared as the commander. And there was jubilation, because Drona was such a powerful warrior. The Kaurava warriors and Kaurava soldiers, who had become demoralized and devastated by the fall of Bhishma, they again started celebrating and cheering. And Drona, seeing all this, felt all the more pleased. And he said to Duryodhana, "I am pleased by this honor, and I would like to offer you some blessing in return. What would you like me to do for you in this army, in this war?" So Duryodhana had been prepared for this. He knew the nature of Drona, and he had been prepared. So he said, "If you would like to do something for me, then I request you to arrest Yudhishthir and bring him alive in front of me." Drona's eyes opened wide in surprise. He said, "Oh, is it that Yudhishthir is such an ajata shatru, is such a non-envious person, that he has no enemies, that even you do not want him killed?" He said, "Is it that you are having a change of heart, seeing the fall of the grandsire, that you do not want Yudhishthir to be killed, but want him to be arrested alive?" So, a grin spread around Duryodhana's face, while his face remained grim. And he said, "No, I can never give up my animosity for the Pandavas. But after 10 days of war, I have understood the Pandavas cannot be killed." Of course, he was saying this, he still had confidence that Karna would be able to kill Arjuna, he would be able to kill Bhima, but still he wanted another plan, and he wanted Drona to cooperate with that plan. So he wanted to encourage and inflate Drona's ego. So he said that, I feel that we will not be able to kill the Pandavas. And if we kill Yudhishthir, Bhima and Arjuna will become so infuriated that they will destroy our entire army. I have another plan in mind. If you can arrest Yudhishthir and bring him alive in front of me, then I will challenge him to another gambling match. And defeating him in gambling, I'll send him into exile again. And in this way, I will be able to continue my sovereignty. So, Dronacharya shook his head sadly. He realized that Duryodhana had got no change of heart. And he, in one sense, regretted his hasty promise. But he knew as a duty, he had to fight. And he said, I will do my very best to arrest Yudhishthir. And Duryodhana, seeing this, he proclaimed it aloud. Here, he said, the war will soon be over because the preceptor has promised to arrest Yudhishthir. And a wave of jubilation spread over the Kaurava camp. Dronacharya was being manipulated by Duryodhana over here. Duryodhana knew that Dronacharya was partial towards the Pandavas, and he wanted him to become sealed to his word. And by publicly proclaiming his promise, he made it into a word of not just individual honor, that a promise had been made to Duryodhana, but a word that had been publicly communicated. And soon the news spread to Yudhishthir and to the Kaurava camp, and Yudhishthir called Arjuna and he asked him what should be done. So Arjuna said that we are all here to protect you, don't worry. And moreover, I will be by your side constantly. So Dronacharya will never be able to capture you. So Dronacharya also warned Duryodhana. He said that I will try my best, but Arjuna is someone I cannot overcome. And Dronacharya further said that when he was made the commander, that I will fight and I can overcome the Pandava army. I will especially target the Panchala and the Matsya forces. So, but I doubt whether I'll be able to overcome Dhrishtadyumna, for he is destined to kill me. So Duryodhana did not pay much attention to this. He said that there are several times Drona and Dhrishtadyumna had faced each other, and each time Drona had emerged superior. So it was hard to conceive how Duryodhana, Dhrishtadyumna could possibly overcome Dronacharya. And moreover, there were other warriors who could always engage Dhrishtadyumna and keep him away from Drona. So he assured that he would take care of that. And that day when the war started, Drona, being honored by the post of commander, she fought like never before. And he seemed to be like a smokeless fire that was destroying the Pandava army wherever he turned. And several Pandava warriors came to fight with him, but nobody could stand in front of him. He just wounded or destroyed whoever came in front of him. Arjuna came and fought with him. And the fight between Arjuna and Drona went on and on and on. And the onlookers were watching. They thought, what kind of fight is this between teacher and student? No, neither of them showed any sign of weakness, neither of them showed any sign of tiredness, and nobody could get the upper hand. And people's observers are saying that this side of war has never been fought before in the history of the world. It is as if this is the Brahman energy which is manifested as two and is fighting with each other. And the fight went on and on and on. And seeing that Drona was being checked by Arjuna, Duryodhana deployed other warriors to challenge Arjuna. And Arjuna, as a Kshatriya, couldn't refuse the challenge. Arjuna turned and started fighting with others. And Dronacharya, breaking free from there, again started wreaking havoc on the Pandava camp. And he started wreaking havoc. The Panchala princes came to fight with him. And Drona fought so fiercely. These Panchala princes were also heroes. But rapidly, one after Kumar, Simhasen, Vyagradatta, several Panchala princes just destroyed them. And the Panchala forces were infuriated as well as demoralized and devastated. They tried to fight back fiercely. Some of them started running away. But Dronacharya remorselessly overcame everyone. And while everybody was watching, just came charging towards Yudhishthir. He challenged Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir started fighting. But so fierce was the attack of Drona that in a short time Yudhishthir was overcome. His armor was broken, his bowstring was broken apart, his chariot was destroyed, and it seemed as if Yudhishthir would be captured. And Drona started charging towards him, Alas, the warrior, the soldier started saying, Yudhishthira is going to be captured. But at that time, hearing this, Arjuna charged again. He left the warriors who was fighting with, he shot a fierce volley of arrows at them, stunned them, and then charged just in time when Dronacharya was just approaching towards Yudhishthira. Arjuna charged and challenged, and again a fierce fight went on. And the fight went on and on and on. But Dronacharya could not get over Arjuna. And the day ended. And that evening, Dronacharya returned to the camp, disappointed. And he sat on his throne. And he turned to Duryodhana and he said, I told you that although Arjuna is my student, he is my equal because I have taught him everything. And he's younger than me also. I will not be able to capture Yudhishthira as long as Arjuna will be in between. So, Dronacharya became thoughtful. At that time, Susharma, who was the king of the Trigartas, he came forward. And he said that Arjuna has been a thorn in our side since many, many years. And he said he has humiliated us on many occasions. Actually, Arjuna had no reason to humiliate anyone. But the Kshatriya ego is such that if anybody is superior to oneself, one feels humiliated. Even if that person doesn't have any intention to humiliate. That person is simply exhibiting one's own power. And somebody else whose power is lesser feels humiliated by that. So, he said that he has humiliated us many times. And therefore, I would like to take revenge. So he says, I along with all my brothers and my entire army, we will challenge Arjuna and will take him away from us. From the main fight of battlefield. We'll take him to another side and either we will kill him or we'll keep fighting till our death. We will not let Arjuna go anywhere and fight with anyone else. So when Susharma made this announcement, immediately Duryodhana got Brahmins and made it sanctified into a vow. And Duryodhana thought, yeah, this is a very good plan. He thought of this as a very good plan. And the next day, when the news spread to the Pandava camp, Yudhishthira and Arjuna consulted. Arjuna said, if I am challenged, I cannot refuse the challenge. But still, I will keep by your side Satyaki. He is my student and he is my equal in every way. And he will protect you, come what may. And he will ensure that Dronacharya will not be able to fulfill the evil plan of Duryodhana. And the next day, the 12th day when the war started, Susharman challenged Arjuna. And by tactical manoeuvres, as they were fighting together, Susharman took his chariot away. Arjuna knew what was happening, but he was confident of Satyaki's prowess. Dronacharya charged in again, destroying the Pandava warriors wherever Pandava army wherever he went. And he tried to charge towards Yudhishthira, and Satyaki came in between. And Satyaki had been a student in Dronacharya's academy also, but later on, when Arjuna had been in Dwarka on several occasions, he had taken further training under Arjuna. So Satyaki was a student of Drona as well as a student of Arjuna. So he fought fiercely and Dronacharya did not want to fight, he just wanted to go straight to Yudhishthira. But Satyaki was like unshakable mountain. He stood and took all his assault and countered it. And Dronacharya and Satyaki kept fighting. And Dronacharya used all his skill, but he was not able to overcome Satyaki. And again seeing Drona hemmed in by Satyaki, Duryodhana sent in other warriors. And as the fight became general, Satyaki was challenged by others and Drona went ahead. And again the Panchala princes came to confront Dronacharya. And again Dronacharya, especially because he had animosity to, there was a grudge between him and Drupada, so he fell upon them with a maniac fury. And Satyajit and Shatanika, two powerful sons of Drupada, the Panchala princes, they were just overpowered and destroyed by Dronacharya. And Dronacharya was just unstoppable. But again, just when he was coming near Yudhishthira, several Pandava warriors came in between. Dushyudhana came, although Dushyudhana alone was no match, but Satyaki also came to the aid. And despite all the efforts of Dronacharya, he could not succeed. He was checked. And on the 12th day also, his promise of arresting Yudhishthira remained unfulfilled. And then on the 13th day, when the war started again, At that time, for a significant part of the day, the war went on, and Dronacharya was unable to reach Yudhishthir. And Duryodhana became incensed, and he said, "Oh Acharya, you have promised, you have taken the word that you will be able to arrest Yudhishthir. Please, I do not deserve to be abandoned by you like this. Please honor your word." So Dronacharya said, you are seeing, why are you goading me with words like this? You are seeing how much I have endeavored, but I have not been able to be successful. But now I'll make a plan." He says, "My promise that I will entrap and kill at least one formidable warrior from the Pandava army will be fulfilled." He said, "Now I'll form the Chakravyuha. And only Arjuna knows how to break through the Chakravyuha. If he has not given the knowledge to anyone else, then this Chakravyuha will march across the army, across the war field, and we will capture Yudhishthir by it." And immediately, while the war was going on another side between Arjuna and Susharma and his forces, Dronacharya asked his troops to regroup, and they formed Chakravyuha. And Chakravyuha was such a formidable formation. Chakra means circle, Vyuha means military phalanx. So it was arranged in such a way that it was impenetrable, and it just kept charging forward, 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 and nobody could find any weakness in it. And as they were moving forward, they were destroying the enemy forces. And the whole Chakravyuha, it was not just Dronacharya alone attacking Yudhishthir, it was a whole army moving strategically towards Yudhishthir. And when Yudhishthir saw this, he and Bhima started consulting. Although both of them were great warriors, still they did not know how to break the Chakravyuha. Then Yudhishthir remembered that Arjuna had once said that he had told that knowledge to Subhadra, and Abhimanyu had also heard it. So he called Abhimanyu, who came on his chariot, which is driven by Sumitra, his charioteer. Sumitra was the son of Daruka, who was the charioteer of Krishna. And he told Abhimanyu, "Oh son, Drona has formed a Chakravyuha to arrest me. I have heard that you have the capacity, you know how to penetrate it. So can you break through and save us today?" Abhimanyu had already emerged as one of the foremost warriors in the Pandava ranks. Although just 16 years old, he had fought gallantly against all the Kaurava warriors and had stood strongly, and he had a great reputation, and he was dear to all the Pandavas, and not just the Pandavas but all the Pandava leaders in their army also. And Abhimanyu looked a little doubtful. He said that, "I do know how to break in, but I do not know how to come out. That knowledge was not given by Arjuna to me. So if I break in, after that I will be trapped." And he did not speak any further, but the implications were clear. Bhimaya said, "Don't worry, if you can just break through the Chakravyuha, we will all follow behind you. And we will follow you inside through the break that you have created, and from inside we will destroy the Chakravyuha. So just break it for us." So Abhimanyu said, "Yes." He says, "Today I will fight the kind of war which has never been fought in the history, which will be talked about for all as long as sun stays." He says, "For the service of my uncles, I will fight a great war." And as he was marching forward, Sumitra told him, "You know, you will be all alone inside the Chakravyuha. Think gravely about the responsibility that has been entrusted on you. Do you think it is advisable to go into the enemy formation like this?" So Abhimanyu laughed and he said, "Who are these Kauravas? I who have Partha, who is Nara, and Partha is my father, and I have Krishna as my uncle, who is Narayan. Why should I fear anyone? I will not fear even the gods. What to speak of an army made of humans?" And saying this, Abhimanyu charged into the Chakravyuha. And so sudden, so fierce, and so focused was his attack, and the Chakravyuha just broke apart. And he rushed into the Kaurava forces. And as he went in, he started wreaking havoc everywhere. Now, different warriors came to fight with him. Shalya, who came to fight with him, and he fought and fought, but so fierce was the attack of Abhimanyu that Shalya was wounded. Shalya swooned and went away. And Karna came to fight with him. And Karna fought to the best of his capacity, but Abhimanyu was unmatchable. And Abhimanyu's arrows pierced deep into Karna's body, who did not have his impenetrable armor now, and he swooned. And then Dronacharya came, and Dronacharya fought fiercely again. And Dronacharya was filled with admiration and pride to see the expertise of Abhimanyu in fighting. And Abhimanyu overcame Dronacharya also. Seeing this, Ashwatthama came angrily. Ashwatthama was also overcome. And Abhimanyu was breaking havoc in the Kaurava forces. And seeing this, seeing his army being destroyed like this, Duryodhana got angry. And he charged towards Abhimanyu to fight with him. And Abhimanyu saying, oh, here is the person who has wreaked havoc. Who is the cause of all the evil that my uncles and my father have suffered. Today I will take revenge for this. And he fought and fought and he just overpowered Duryodhana completely. Duryodhana fell unconscious and he had to be taken away. Dushyasan came and Abhimanyu said, oh, I'm fortunate that the person who defiled the chase Draupadi is now here in front of me. I will destroy you. Dushyasan fought, but there was no one who could match Abhimanyu. He just wrecked havoc completely. As Abhimanyu had careened inside, the Pandavas had tried to follow, but Jayadrath had blocked them. I will discuss this story later when we talk about Arjuna's character and his activities. Abhimanyu was left all alone. Abhimanyu kept fighting and nobody could match him. And the Kaurava army was being destroyed from within. And Duryodhana went up to Karna and he said, I think the preceptor is partial to Abhimanyu. And that is why he is not fighting fiercely enough. Otherwise, Abhimanyu would not be able to destroy army like this. Karna said, no. He said, he's such a powerful warrior that I feel that no ordinary means will be able to overcome him. He said, we will have to ask Drona what to do. And they went up to Drona and they told Drona. Drona was watching from as various warriors were trying to confront Abhimanyu and they were all being destroyed. And Drona said, Drona looked at Duryodhana and he said, I cannot see even the slightest difference between him and Arjuna. There is no weakness anywhere that can be found. His voice was filled with admiration as he appreciated what Abhimanyu was doing. And Duryodhana could barely contain his anger. He said, it is my misfortune that you are appreciating someone who is destroying my army, an army which you are entrusted to protect. And Dronacharya looked with cold eyes at Duryodhana and he said that we cannot overcome him. He is so powerful that he is unstoppable. Karna said, we have not come here to hear the praises of Abhimanyu. I too have been wounded by his arrows and it is only because of my adherence to Kshatriya duty that I still stay after being wounded by his arrows. He meant that other lower Kshatriyas, lesser Kshatriyas would have fled in the face of the onslaught of Abhimanyu. But you are our commander, please tell us how we should combat him. And Dronacharya looked down, he said, by fair means we will not be able to overcome him. There is, however, a way. Now Dronacharya here proposed something which was heinous. He knew it was wrong, but he felt that as a commander it was his duty to protect. That was a mistake on his part. You know, it is a duty to protect, but it is also a duty to follow morality. And here the heat of the war overcame him. And because of the heat of the war overcoming him, and the mistaken idea of what being a commander meant, he proposed something which was abominable. And he said that, oh Karna, if six of us attack him together, then there is a chance that we'll be able to overcome him. Karna, if you shoot and break his bow, break his reins and break his chariot wheels, if at the same time Krutavarman kills his horses, and at the same time Ashwatthama kills his charioteer, and we, this is Kripa, Duryodhana and I, we attack him directly, then there is a chance that we will be able to overcome him. So yes, Duryodhana and Karna agreed. Now they were so frantic about somehow overcoming Abhimanyu that they did not even consider the immorality of it. And the Drona had suggested it, so they could always pass the blame on Drona. And accordingly, they all attacked. So Duryodhana attacked Abhimanyu from behind and Kripa and Drona came right from ahead. As Abhimanyu was fighting with them, suddenly he found that his bow had been pierced. And he looked around and saw Karna had pierced his bow. And before he could do anything, His reins were cut and the chariot wheels were cut and he was immobilized. And then right in front of his eyes, as he was about to string another bow, he found that his charioteer had been killed. He looked and he saw it was Ashwatthama had killed and his horses had been killed by Kritavarman. And as all the Kaurava warriors started attacking him from all sides, he realized that he had been hemmed in. Without any fear, he continued fighting, realizing that he would be just completely trapped and devoured if they all charged towards him. He used his mystic powers and he rose up into the sky. Now, as a Kshatriya, he had the mystic power which he could rise into the sky and he could have fled, but he decided not to flee. From there itself, he exhibited various mystic powers and using his weapons, he kept fighting and attacking the Kauravas. And at that time, he had a sword and he had a shield from where he was planning to attack further as his bow and arrow had been broken. And as he was there high up in the sky, several Kaurava warriors shot at him and taking careful aim, they destroyed his sword and they destroyed his mace. And Abhimanyu came down on the ground and he took up a giant mace and he charged toward Ashwatthama like Shiva, the destroyer, charging towards fighting for the destruction of the demons. As he raised the giant mace and pounded it on Ashwatthama's chariot, Ashwatthama considered the attack unstoppable and just leapt off his chariot. And Ashwatthama's chariot, charioteer and horses were crushed to pieces. Abhimanyu swung around and fought fiercely. In a short while, he had destroyed hundreds of horses while being without a chariot, without a charioteer, with just a mace. And then the Kaurava warriors attacked fiercely and they destroyed his mace. He picked up a wheel and he charged towards the Kauravas with the wheel. The wheel was destroyed. And then he took up another mace and he charged towards Durjay, the son of Dushyasan. And he brought the mace down on Durjay's chariot and the chariot was crushed. Durjay just jumped off in time with a mace and he challenged him. And both of them fought fiercely. They fought and fought and fought. And finally, one sweeping action, they just hit each other on the head. And both of them fell because of the impact. And groggy from the attack, Abhimanyu got up. But having fought so many warriors against overwhelming odds for so long, he was exhausted. His reflexes had been dulled. And he got up slowly. And Durjay got up faster and he picked up his mace. And he hit Abhimanyu bang on the head. Abhimanyu's skull broke apart. And he fell dead over there. And the Kaurava warriors broke into celebration, cheering. That warrior who had been unstoppable was now dead. And although there was celebration in the Kaurava camp and there was devastation and gloom in the Pandava camp, this day became a terrible stain on all the Kaurava warriors and including Drona, who had been the commander and who had suggested the idea of killing Abhimanyu in this heinous way. With such are the ways of war in which the fever of warfare can pervert even noble minds. And it was, although later Drona was killed in an unfair way, the magnitude of the unfairness in which he was killed was far lesser than the magnitude of unfairness with which he arranged for the killing of Abhimanyu. And that we will discuss in our next class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.